From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday, y'all.
Happy Friday. Double dipping or 5-second rule. New study out, which is less healthy. You weren't listening to the show earlier. I gave this away already. Double dipping. Just gross. Gross, gross, gross. A bowl full of bacteria and germs.
Okay, so if you double dip, you put something on the chip and you bite into it.
Yeah.
Now,
and then you re-dip the chip.
Some people, their lips don't go around the chip. They just bite it with their teeth.
Doesn't matter.
It's like,
scientists have found that the amount of bacteria in a bowl of double dipped dip is off the scale compared to whatever could be on your floor or your unvacuumed carpet. So,
but if it's with your spouse.
You already swapped spit. So, yeah,
right.
I got that.
But
I'm
if
cool
you're in
with
a
that.
Room full of people.
I have to think about this, though, because when I was younger, I think I was a double dipper. I think when you're a kid, you are.
When you're a kid,
you don't think about it.
Yeah.
But I remember my mom telling me one time, do not take a potato chip out of the bag and put it back in there. You've touched it.
Oh.
And that's where my germophobia comes from. I've traced it back. Doctor, I'm cured. I've had a breakthrough.
But did she tell you not to double dip?
No, she didn't. I don't double dip. Thanks to Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Now, what if you drop the chip on the floor before you put it in the dip? 5-second rule, pick it up, put it in the dip, and double dip. I think I'm on to something.
But if you're eating dips and chips and you see someone double dip,
I immediately turn around and I leave. I turn around and I leave because if not, I'm going to say, what was that? You double dipped. I know. Well,
you can't call the person out. He double dipped.
You know what?
That ruins the whole thing.
Either that or you pick it up and throw it on the floor on accident. Oh, God, I'm sorry. I spilt this. That's how you save that.
Everyone on the floor. Hurry,
then it's
hurry.
5 seconds.
Rule.
Right. 5-second rule.
Get your chips.
Time for the news.
Tarek,
what's going on?
Tarek Al Moussa is finally saying something about ex-wife Christina getting married.
He has not said anything till now. Okay. All right.
Nope.
Is he being a man about it? Is he manning up?
Well, as we know, Christina Al Moussa married British TV host Ant.
What a name.
I wonder what his name is. You know, Google his name. Let's see what his name is.
Maybe it's Anthony. But see, some dialects, British dialects, they don't pronounce the TH like we do. They ignore the H. And so if his name is Anthony, they might call him Anthony and then they call him Ant for short.
Isn't that Italian?
We're gonna find out.
Anstead.
Anthony. Yeah, short for Anthony.
Okay.
Anthony Richard Anstead. British television presenter. Motor specialist, car builder, designer, and artist.
Huh.
All right, there you go.
It's Christina and Ant.
Yeah.
They married last month.
Mm-hmm.
And so now in a series of Instagram video stories, Tarek claims that he is not jealous or upset, contrary to what the tabloids are reporting.
Oh, really?
Right. So he says he's happy for Christina.
Mm-hmm.
It's a positive thing for his kids.
Yeah.
And which it does seem like it is.
Yeah, they seem like they're, you know,
we haven't heard anything bad about
this guy. So, okay.
And that reports claiming he's against it were total bull
stuff.
Meanwhile,
yeah,
it's Instagram official.
Yeah.
Christina's now going by Anstead online.
Oh, is she? Okay. I thought she would because, you know, it's just weird keeping your married name from your ex. I have a cousin that did that like 30 years ago. I don't know if she regrets it or not, but.
Well, a lot of women do because their kid's last name.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, so, but she's married again.
You know what? Everybody knows who she is and who her kids are. So I don't think it's a problem. I wonder what her main name is. I don't think anybody
knows. Well, Google
that.
Well, let's find that out, too.
We just don't have that kind of time today.
So Tarek and Christina will continue to work together on the flipping business as well.
Yeah, because that's where the real money's made. Her main name is Hack. Christina Hack.
Okay.
No wonder she went by Al Moussa. H-A-A-C-K. Hack. Okay, so to sum up, Tarek's okay with her getting married, and Christina's got a new last name, and season 8 is going. Okay.
Because they have the other flipping show on HGTV with the divorced couple. But they've been divorced for years, and they do business together.
Weren't they divorced before the show?
Oh, yeah.
See, this one's got...
They've been divorced for a long time.
We're invested. We're invested into the relationship of the Almooses because for 6 seasons, they were married.
Yes.
You know, and they had 2 kids
having
in
babies
front of us.
And,
yes, we're invested into their life, and it's like a damn soap opera.
Having babies, thyroid cancer.
It's like a damn soap opera.
It kind of is. Have you watched Springsteen on Broadway?
I have.
On Netflix?
Yeah. Adore it. Absolutely adore it. But I'm a huge Bruce Springsteen fan. I love the fact that in the show he said, I hate working, and here I am working the most I've ever worked in my life, which is 5 nights a week for a year.
Which, to do that show every night, I just,
it
boggles my mind.
Well, it tells you what a great storyteller he is, because the one that's on Netflix was one of the ones from last summer, right smack in the middle of this run. You know, the run was about a year long, and man.
So as you can imagine, many people, stars.
Oh, celebs.
Oh, yes. They've attended the show.
Sure.
Now, one person you could say got her start, courtesy of Bruce Springsteen.
Who was that?
Dancing in the Dark girl.
Oh, Courtney Cox.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we kind of knew who she was because she had been on a couple episodes of Family Ties, but that was about it. And then she's on this video. And it's like, what the hell?
Was she on Family Ties
before
that?
Yeah, she was. Yeah, okay. She was a couple episodes. And then, you know, they wrote her out.
Okay, so Courtney was, I would imagine, hoping he would repeat the act again when she attended.
Well, yeah, sure.
She went a few months ago with her BFF, Jen Aniston.
That would have been so cool.
It would have.
You know? Oh, hey, we got a special guest in the audience.
No. It wouldn't fit.
It
wouldn't fit.
You know what? I don't think he recognized her. You know.
Hair.
Face.
Hair work.
She doesn't look like she did even remotely.
You know, she doesn't. No, she was so cute, and she was adorable until she started working on herself.
What age will do to you?
Jeepers. So while
Take
the friends
tip,
pair...
Meryl Streep still looks okay.
Oh, my gosh. I saw Mamma Mia last night. I loved it.
All right. Anyway, we're talking about Springsteen. God,
Then you wouldn't start talking about Meryl Streep.
Squirrel.
I didn't think I'd like Mamma Mia, but I will watch that thing again and again and again.
It's a good movie.
Anyway, and I didn't know Colin Firth was in it. Otherwise, Pierce Brosnan, Colin Firth, I would have watched that a long time ago. Anyway, friends had back...
It's only been out for 10 years, so I just wanted to point that out.
No, better late than never.
Uh-huh.
While the friends pair, they had backstage passes.
So they got to see it.
Bruce didn't ask her to dance at all.
I know, that's crazy.
No. So there you go.
Oh, well. You know what? I don't think he remembers her.
Of course he does.
I think that's part of it.
But you know what? I need to actually watch it from the beginning to the end.
All right. It's Friday afternoon some places. It's time for a little beer, a little beer o'clock, and some chips and salsa so we can get to double dipping. All right? Have yourself a great weekend.
Let's go. Let's double dip.
We'll see you on Monday. And
that's all the news you could gratefully care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.